Natalia Fiore found out about the event through work.
I work at HCC. I teach there. I teach English composition. And I just got a notice through my email from the faculty about this conference and that it was the 200th anniversary of the publication of Pride and Prejudice. And of course, seeing that, I jumped at the chance.
Of course, she told her sister Jennifer about it. Growing up with a mother who taught comparative literature at the University of South Florida, naturally, Jennifer says, they were surrounded by books.
Particularly Jane Austen. I remember I read Pride and Prejudice in the fifth grade. That was the first time that I read it. And I remember feeling like this was a rite of passage, that I had gone from mostly children's literature to a real grown-up book, and that was really important for me. That was a seminal moment. So we really enjoyed reading, and it really helped spur our imagination.
Let me remind you here that Jennifer and Natalia are twins, so when they say we, it takes on a special significance. This is Natalia.
When I saw my sister reading Pride and Prejudice, I wanted to read it. And unfortunately, at the time that she read it, I didn't have the understanding yet of the language. And so I was really frustrated. I was just motivated all the more to catch up to her. And finally, 2 years later, I was able to read it. And it partly helped to have the miniseries that came out in 1995 with Colin Firth, because that gave me a companion. And from then on, I was hooked.
Ah, yes, Colin Firth, who may have set the standard for all Mr. Darcy's to come with his portrayal in the 1995 BBC production of the Pride and Prejudice miniseries. Here's a scene from that film with an exchange between Darcy and protagonist Elizabeth Bennet.
I have not that talent which some possess of conversing easily with strangers.
I do not play this instrument so well as I should wish to. But I have always supposed that to be my own fault, because I would not take the trouble of practicing.
You're perfectly right. You've employed your time much better.
No one admitted to the privilege of hearing you could think anything wanting.
We neither of us perform to strangers.
I think what is relevant for Pride and Prejudice and for most people when they see Elizabeth is that she changes her perception throughout the novel. And through her change of perception of Mr. Darcy, she kind of learns about her own self and her own identity, and it causes her to inward reflect. And that's something that we do when we read Jane Austen.
This conference at Cambridge University includes scholarly pursuits with world-renowned experts on Jane Austen. But there are other events surrounding the Pride and Prejudice anniversary.
They're also going to have a Regency ball where we get to dress up in the Regency attire, do our hair, and take dance lessons. And they're going to have a Regency supper with the traditional foods that they would have at that time. And then we're going to take a trip to Chawton, which is where Jane Austen wrote several of her novels and lived for the last 8 years of her life.
But perhaps most importantly, the Fiore twins are doing this together, say Natalia and Jennifer.
It just seemed kind of meant to be when it happened. Even like the stress leading up to this trip and everything, we've been in kind of spats over packing and stuff, but...
And also it seemed like Jane Austen's spirit was kind of shining down over us. Like, you know, it just seems like her presence is here.
Susan Giles, One Tech, WUSF 89.7 News.